If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Gianni DiGiovanni.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Tarkov developer apologizes by saying, "Oh, sorry, you're upset," to expensive charges. Manor Lords, the city builder made by one person, is a smash hit, and some highlights from the ID at Xbox event. Here is the news for Sunday, 5th of May. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Last week, Battle State, the Escape from Tarkov developer, angered a lot of their fans with a new DLC feature. But this week, they kind of made it worse somehow. Quick recap. There was once a version of the game that promised all future DLC. Battle State decided that a new PvE mode didn't count. But hey, buy this US $250 version instead, and people who do will get permanent, persistent upgrades, which kind of feels a lot like pay to win. As you can imagine, it went badly.
COO Nikita Bayanov responded in a statement essentially saying, "Sorry that you feel that way," which obviously did not go well with the fans. They did also say that people with the Edge of Darkness version would receive the PvE mode for free for 6 months only and will be allowed to access in waves due to server capacity concerns, but they will still continue to sell the $250 Unheard edition. In completely predictable news, the early access Grey Zone Warfare, a Tarkov-like which released on the 30th of April, is rocketing up in the charts. It's still a little rough in comparison, but heaps more players are giving it a go because of the Tarkov own goals. Speaking of things rocketing up the charts, the new city builder Manor Lords has already broken a record. Developed by Slavic Magic, which is basically just one person, the medieval strategy game launched into early access on April 26, and a day later, it had already sold over 1 million copies and hit a concurrent player count of 170,000, which is the highest for a strategy game. To put that into a bit of context, the game tops Sid Meier's Civilization VI with its 162,000 concurrent player peak and Cities Skylines II with its 104,000 player count.
One of the funniest things is the historically accurate name that appears on characters called Kuntz, which when written down kind of looks like a swear word but is actually short for Conrad. And if you've never read our transcripts before, this is one to check out to see what I mean. According to solo developer Greg Stitchin, names were taken from a 14th century Holy Roman Emperor census, so it's appropriate for the era, and it's still a popular German name today. Naughty words. Another week, another showcase, and this time it's Xbox revealing upcoming games at the ID at Xbox Digital Showcase. Plenty of games are coming to Game Pass. You're not surprised about that, I'm sure, including the co-op roguelike 33 Immortals, the multiplayer puzzle game called All You Need Is Help, where you play as cute, cube-shaped objects, and Dungeons of Hinterberg, the magic puzzle-solving game.
Also announced was the cool 2D game Kaplerth, which is a sandbox RPG. It's an open world with near infinite variation in every run, where you fight your way through threats on a dangerous alien planet, alone or with friends. And the Life is Strange developers are back with a new lo-fi inspired trailer for their upcoming game Lost Records Bloom and Rage. Following four high school friends meeting again after 27 years, together they have to confront secrets that they promised to never speak again.
We also saw some games get DLC or update announcements, including Vampire Survivors Laboratory Update, which is out now, and it gets you new characters, stages, weapons, and more. Plus, the gun-toting pal world is getting some new pals in June in the game's first major update.
As always, there were heaps of other great games announced, and you can check them all out in our show notes. One of these weeks, we'll bring you an episode of Walkthrough that doesn't include a story about mass layoffs, but sadly, this is not that week. Take-Two Interactive, the publisher behind Grand Theft Auto, has announced the closure of two of their development studios, Intersect Games in Seattle and Roll7 in London. It's part of the drastic strategy we spoke on last week that includes laying off 5% of its workforce, impacting roughly 580 employees, and cancelling $140 million worth of projects currently in development.
Intercept Games are known for their work on Kerbal Space Program, and Roll7, the creators of Olly Olly World and the BAFTA award-winning Rollerdrome, have both been integral parts of Take-Two's boutique label private division. But despite their successes, 70 staff members in Seattle and an undisclosed number in London will be out of work once this goes through.
Jerks.
Yeah. That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out Tuesday is Heading Out, a super stylized indie driving sim inspired by 70s road movies. Navigate races, chases, and unexpected encounters, all influenced by your choices. It's out on all platforms on the 7th.
Avoid drowning on a rapidly sinking ship in indie puzzler Gift. If you're a fan of puzzle solving under pressure, and let's face it, who isn't? Be sure to check this one out when it comes to PC on the 8th and Switch and Xbox on the 9th.
Animal Well, the debut title from indie publisher Big Mode, is out on the 9th. Dive into the densely packed labyrinth of this Metroidvania as a simple blob character navigating through puzzles and platforming challenges. Pick it up on PC, Switch, and PlayStation 5 this Thursday.
Also out on Thursday is Crow Country. It's a super creepy looking survival horror throwback that looks like something straight out of the 90s. That's on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox on the 9th.
And the last release for the 9th is the highly anticipated Little Kitty Big City. Cat lovers have been patiently waiting for this little action adventure game where you play as a black cat lost in a Japanese city. Grab it on PC, Switch, and Xbox this Thursday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Gianni Di Giovanni.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
Have you visited us on TikTok yet? Right now, stop your podcast. Go right there. We're posting some of our favorite stories over there, and we'd love to have you on board. All you've got to do is search for Sifter HQ. We've got lots of our stories presented to you in video format. That's Sifter HQ on TikTok. Do it now.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Barrett, Daniel Ang, and Chris Barton. This episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni Di Giovanni, who is also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, Chris Button here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. Unicorn Overlord might have a strange name, but don't dismiss its tactical prowess.
It uses a tactics mode, which is similar to the Gambit system that was in Final Fantasy XII for your squad mates. And you can say, okay, well, you know, Hodrick, who's my legionnaire with the big shield, I want him to prioritize protecting the back row. They're going to take the most damage. If they take a physical hit, they're going to go down, but I need them to be protected. So you can get quite granular with this, and I reckon you could build some pretty wild builds that are totally game-breaking, but it's kind of the fun of the tactical squad-based gameplay in Unicorn Overlord.
Tune in to Drop Rate to find out why Unicorn Overlord might just be one of 2024's sleeper hits. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.